Well, Israel has moved closer towards holding a third election in less than a year after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's main challenger failed to form a government. Benny Gantz's announcement that he would not meet a midnight deadline following Netanyahu's own failure to put together a coalition in October has only deepened the country's political deadlock. So what now? Haron Shapiro is a senior policy analyst with the Australia-Israel Jewish Affairs Council, and he joins us now from Melbourne. Haron, good afternoon. What do you make of the failure to again form a government?
Good afternoon, Glenn. I would say about that failure, it wasn't entirely a surprise. After the results of the last election in September, the second election, people looked at those results and they said, we're really in a gridlock that's even worse than the one that we had before. And what it would require was the kingmaker, his name is Avigdor Lieberman, his party really had enough votes to enough seats in the Knesset to hand them over, the government over to either Benny Gantz or Benjamin Netanyahu. He insisted on a unity government, and the terms of the unity government that each side wanted were so far apart that they could not agree.
So what happens now?
Well, this is something that has never happened before in Israel's history, where they go into extra time. And this is where the president's mandate to either, he first gave his mandate to Netanyahu, then it went to Gantz. Since neither of them were able to make a government, it just gets kicked off to the entire Knesset. And those 120 members have 14 days to come up with somebody's name with 61 recommendations on it. And if they fail to do that, then automatically they call new elections.
How might people react to having to vote yet again? The level of frustration must be very high.
Well, yes, terribly high. And the interesting thing was that in the last election, the second one, they assumed that the amount of voters would go down. It actually went up, which is a big surprise. But I would be stunned if that were to happen in the event of a third election. And Israel doesn't, unlike Australia, does not have compulsory voting. So it will be very hard to guess which parties will get their voters out in such an event of a third election that nobody wants, if you ask the people of Israel.
Who might a re-vote benefit politically, if anyone?
Well, when you interviewed me after the first election, you questioned whether Netanyahu would benefit from a second election. I didn't think so, and I was proven right. I think that Lieberman, being the kingmaker who did not form a government, he really could have given given Gantz or Netanyahu a government, and he chose not to. He is betting that Netanyahu is going to weaken further. He weakened in the second election, and he imagines that Netanyahu would weaken further in the case of a third election. And how that would play out, I'm not sure, because Lieberman himself would prefer not to go in with Gantz, all things being equal, but he would under certain circumstances, which were not present in the second election. So maybe a third election would change things, but the variable is that Lieberman may himself be undermined by a third election by voters who see that he could have formed a government and didn't.
Need someone to blame, perhaps. Where are we at with the corruption charges that were swirling around Benjamin Netanyahu?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, the major Israeli newspaper, Yediot Aharonot, today said that the Attorney General's decision on whether to indict Netanyahu on those charges would come as early as today. Now, it could come in the next few days as well, but the point being that that will have a major impact on the next 14 days. It could make it harder. You know that Netanyahu and Gantz could still make a unity government in spite of everything in the 14 days, but it would make it harder if there were to be an indictment, and it would also, of course, hurt Netanyahu himself. He may, in his own party, there is a possible scenario where someone in his own party puts their hand up and tries to get their recommendations to form a government, and that is entirely possible, although most people at this point believe a third election is likely.
So would that help that party? Would people be more likely to vote for them without Netanyahu in charge?
I think if you ask most people in Israel, the answer would be yes. I think people see Netanyahu right now increasingly as holding, as taking steps to hold on to his job at the expense of his party, and some people would argue at the expense of his country. That's arguable completely. But the point being that his party is certainly suffering from his decision to not to cling on to his job. Now, Netanyahu has his own arguments why he should hold on to his job. He feels he's very unfairly treated by the legal establishment and by the media. And, that's his side of the story. And there are loyalists of Netanyahu. But there's no question that for the people in the backbenchers who had a better position in the party earlier, they're now seeing their party weakening as a result of these elections that keep coming. And most people agree that if Netanyahu did not insist on his terms for government, and if he could be more flexible, then we wouldn't be in the position we are today.
All right. You mentioned we're in extra time. Did you say that's about 21 days? Is that when the next election might be, when the final whistle blows?
Well, on December 11th, at midnight, the whistle blows if they haven't gotten a recommendation for someone. And then 90 days pass, and the election is held on a Tuesday. Now, because of Israeli holidays and things, I've seen a couple of dates. It would be in March sometime, possibly March 17th.
Okay. Looks like we might be talking again, Aaron. Thanks very much. Aaron Shapiro with the Australian Israel Jewish Affairs Council, trying to keep up with politics in Israel.